This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden is getting another negative report card as he enters his second year in office.
President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Andrew on Fox Business Network says he thinks things aren't going to get any better for the American people.
I think there's going to be more problems because, frankly, with all that they're doing with the vax mandates and some of the other issues are only going to increase inflation because there are going to be more dollars running after less goods because some people aren't going to get the vaccine, and when they don't, then they're not going to be able to work in certain areas.
An AP poll found more Americans are now identifying as Republicans than Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, another COVID-19 variant has emerged, a subvariant of Omicron called BA2. It's in 40 countries, including the United States, and is under investigation by UK health officials. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As more U.S. lethal aid has arrived Tuesday in the Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby explains the Pentagon's stance for offering 8,500 U.S. troops to NATO allies in the region.
The actions that Russia appears to be taking to threaten its neighbor further and to violate further Ukraine's territorial integrity certainly make things more tense on the European continent writ large. What I can tell you is that we remain committed to the alliance and we absolutely remain committed to bolstering the capabilities of NATO's eastern flank to the degree that they desire that extra support. It's not about I don't think anybody wants to see another war in the European continent, and there's no reason why that has to occur. This could be solved very easily by the Russians de-escalating by moving some of these forces away, which they haven't done. And so NATO, as a defensive alliance, and it is a defensive alliance, has a responsibility to its members to make sure that they're able to defend themselves if needed. And that's what that's the spirit in which the Secretary has made these early heightened alert decisions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Great to have Dr. John Lott with us, the author of the book Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Hey, John, Happy New Year. Good to be talking to you, buddy.
It's great to be talking to you again. I'm glad you're out there.
Well, we're out there fighting the good fight along with you and this research that you continue to provide for us. I mean, in this era of science reigns, it's interesting how the woke mob wants to continuously discount science if it doesn't fit their agenda. So I guess it's more the rigged science is what reigns, I guess.
Well, you know, plus you have politicians going and shoveling large amounts of money to people who will give them the types of results that they want to have, you know, whether it's the gun debate or other things. I mean, politicians just can't keep politics out of their decisions about who they go and give money to. So when you have things like the federal government giving $40 million a year for firearms research to public health researchers, these are the same people that created all the problems with the COVID response.
Exactly.
We're asking to go and take care of gun research. And, of course, it's just not the federal government. You have the state of California gives $10 million a year to public health researchers, not to criminologists or economists who also do research in this area. You have Massachusetts and Hawaii and Washington State and all these other states. You know, and it's really, I think it's a corrupt process that goes on.
Well, without a doubt. Yeah, well, that's the thing that's so frustrating, John, because it's a model that works for them. I mean, they use the bureaucracy, they use bureaucrats, unelected officials that control, you know, the largesse of the American people. I mean, this is our tax money, and we're funding it to be propagandized.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem is in the media goes and they know will report uncritically the results from these studies. And the media also does a very selective job. There's studies that go and kind of fit their worldview, and those are the studies that they give attention to, and the ones that don't, they ignore. I give you one example. A year ago, there was a study that came out supposedly showing that concealed handguns increased violent crime. And it used a statistical technique that I would argue wasn't really appropriate for that. But the thing is, I would get calls from the media asking for comments on it sometimes. And I would point out to these guys, look, there was another study that looked at the same data using the same statistical technique with a slight change in the specification, getting the opposite result. And I said, that's already been published in a peer-reviewed journal. It seems like if you're going to go and do a story on this other that claims that crime increases, you're going to want to at least mention that there's another study that's already been published in a peer-reviewed journal that gets the opposite result. And, of course, none of the news articles mentioned the study getting, showing that concealed carry laws reduced violent crime. They all wanted to only focus on this one. But you see that type of thing all the time. No, most people wouldn't have any idea that about 70% of the peer-reviewed research finds that right to carry laws reduce violent crime, and virtually all the other ones claim that there's no effect, but they'll go and focus on the few articles that go and say that there's a bad effect.
Exactly. Well, John, this is the thing that's so frustrating, is that it's like a cabal. The media is all in. It's not like they're even in control. They're being told what to do. I mean, they're just like these other researchers. They know they get research money, from government officials, and they must toe the party line. As long as they toe the party line, the research dollars keep coming, whether it has to do with climate change, gun control, just go right on down, crime, just go down the list. And whatever it is, whatever agenda they're controlling. So it's not even, you can't even blame the editors in the newsrooms anymore, because they're being, they're being controlled, and the lever pullers that come with a lot of cash and a lot of influence and say so, they're controlling this false narrative. And John, what concerns me is down the road, decades down the road, the next wave of researchers are going to try to figure this out, and they're going to, what's happening? This doesn't square up. I mean, was this generation so delusional that they just kept on lying to each other?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm optimistic about the future of academia. I've been an academic most of my adult life. I've had positions at the University of Chicago, the Wharton Business School, Stanford, Yale. But, you'll look in vain to find anybody that's not a left-wing professor anymore. Even economics, which is probably one of the most conservative parts of academia, the ratio of Democrats to Republicans is like 12 to 1 now. And you look at things like law schools. About 15 years ago, there was a survey of the top 100 law schools, and 93% of the professors were registered as Democrats. 4% were registered as Republicans. But what I try to explain to people is that even that understates the imbalance, because in order to get tenure, you have to have 2/3 of the faculty vote for you. If you're a Democrat, you can be so nutty left-wing that even 1/3 of the Democrats think that you're too kooky, and you'll still get tenure. But if you're a Republican, you have to get 2/3 of the Democrats to vote for you for tenure. And the type of Republican that gets through is somebody who either doesn't really have any views on anything or is actually a fairly liberal Republican. Even then, they only let them teach classes that the others don't care about, like tax law or corporate law or something like that. If it's anything that they deem as important, like constitutional law, there's like no chance that you're going to get a conservative. And I think my impression is that the law schools have become even more imbalanced since that 93-4 ratio that you had 15 years ago.
Unbelievable. John, it's no wonder that you can be dubious about the future, because you see this kind of hijacking of all our institutions. I mean, to such a degree that people don't have faith in them anymore. Beyond that, they seem corrupt.
Right. It's not just the faculty. I was on admissions at Wharton for a couple of years. Of course, this was back in the early 90s. It's who they let in as students. So I did graduate admissions, but I still talk to the staff that handled the undergraduate admissions. And like, if you were an Eagle Scout, that would count against you being admitted to war.
Wow, really?
And, I'd go and say, look, guys, you realize only 1% of scouts get to be Eagle Scouts? And they say, yeah. And I say, doesn't that show perseverance and drive, things that you're looking for? And they go, yeah. But the thing is, John, you have to understand, we're a liberal arts school. It's important that students be open-minded And we just find that Eagle Scouts are very closed-minded people, and they don't fit into what the type of student we want to have. I basically just took it as them telling me that they didn't like conservatives, and they look for proxies like that.
Right.
In order to try to figure out whether a student might be conservative or liberal.
Unbelievable. John, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. John Lott is with us. He's the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. He's also the founder of Crime Research. You can go to crimeresearch.org. John, I just cannot thank you enough for all the great effort you put forth in fighting against the tide. I mean, just as you lay out, just in simple things, just in graduate school, how the movement is so pernicious in doing everything it can to cleanse any kind of alternative thought. And the bottom line, after everything is said and done, is we're dumbing down our students, we're dumbing down the culture by not allowing for a free expression and practice of free speech.
Well, you know, just on the dumbing down part, you have places like the University of California system and Harvard no longer wanting to use standardized tests for who they're going to admit. And the reason why they want to do that is they want even more control over who they admit to there. So you want to have subjective criteria rather than kind of objective criteria. And the thing is, it really punishes the students who work really hard, who try to learn things and try to do well on the test, you know, and it makes it so that the students aren't going to have the same incentive to go and learn for the future. And, you know, it's really bad for the future of the country. But, you know, I wanted to talk about one other thing you brought up, and that is the influence on the media. You know, you have places like Michael Bloomberg, who's set up these quote news organization like The Trace, where he, you know, it basically pushes his anti-gun agenda constantly. But he has lots of money that he puts through The Trace, and they go and team up with everybody from National Public Radio to The Atlantic to Scientific American and what have you. And they dangle, you know, Bloomberg dangles large amounts of money in front of these, you know, media outlets to go and co-put together stories that go and push his agenda. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you have someplace like Scientific American. Would they go and allow the National Rifle Association to go and write articles for Scientific American magazine? No, of course they would right. Not at all. But they don't mind. You know, they see no problem with Michael Bloomberg, you know, who's like the number one funder of gun control in the country, going and putting things into their magazine because, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, and here it is, NPR, publicly supported taxpayer money, and we're allowing a special interest group to get basically in-kind promotion in some form or fashion, aren't we, by that process?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting gets 95% of its money from the federal government. And,
from us, you know, the taxpayers. This is what I want taxpayers to understand, is that NPR is, you know, it's taxpayer funded. It is us, we the people, that are paying to be, we're paying for the propaganda, which is, I guess, a pretty good gig if you can work the system to that degree, right?
Right, sure. No, I mean, there's really no reason why you should have the government competing in terms of providing news service. There's plenty of sources for news service that's out there. And, you know, the thing is, when you get funding from the government, it biases your view because you want the government to keep on giving you money. So if somebody wants to go and cut taxes, for example, and you worry that tax cuts might reduce the amount of money that you're going to be getting, or if, let's say, Republicans might reduce the amount of money that you're going to be getting, how do you think that affects them? I mean,
of course.
So anyway,
well, John, at your website, one of the research studies you've done is in regard to where constitutional carry has been adopted. What has happened with crimes and killings of police following an adoption of constitutional carry? Tell our audience about this.
Well, just across the board, murder rates have gone down significantly. There are 21 states that have constitutional carry laws now. Five of them got to this last year. Violent crime as a whole went down slightly. And murders of police officers have fallen slightly after constitutional carry laws have been in effect. There's all sorts of fears about things that might happen, but as more and more states adopt these laws, it becomes harder and harder for people to go and make those claims. It's the same types of rules. So just so people know, constitutional carry, what it does is that you no longer have to have a permit. You have to be a law-abiding citizen who can legally own a gun to be able to go and carry. But you don't have to go through the permitting process. And it doesn't change where you can carry a gun. You know, private businesses can still post. Private property owners can still deny people doing it if that's what they want to do. It makes two major changes. One is how quickly somebody can go and get a concealed handgun. So let's say a woman's being stalked or threatened. In many places that require that you have to have a permit, it could take 60 days or so. And, of course, during COVID, you had about half the states that actually stopped or virtually stopped issuing concealed handgun permits. So it makes it even worse. But if you're a woman who's being stalked or threatened, you may not have the luxury of 60 days before you're able to go and carry a gun for protection. The other big effect is just the cost. So, you know, a lot of these states, the total cost of getting a permit could be a couple $100s. In a place like Illinois, it's $450 to go through the process. Well, if my research convinces me of anything, it's basically the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, overwhelmingly poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, who are the ones who benefit the most from being able to go and have a gun for protection. And when you make people have to pay a couple $100s or, you know, $450, whatever, who do they think they're stopping? I mean, you and I were just talking earlier about voter IDs. Democrats go nuts saying that if you have a free voter ID, that's going to prevent people from being able to exercise their right to vote. Well, what do they think $450 does?
Exactly.
Plus you don't even get a free ID in it. These same people, you know, they go crazy over saying just the last four digits of your Social Security number imposes too much of a burden on people, where everybody already has a Social Security number. Well, you know, you can't go and buy a gun with just the last four digits of your Social Security number. You have to have a government-issued photo ID in order to be able to go and do that. And all these other fees that are there. So, yeah, I'll just give you an example. If you compare Illinois to Indiana, in Illinois, it's about 4% of the adult population with a concealed handgun permit. In Indiana, it's about 22%. And the reason is pretty simple. In Indiana, it's $12.95 to be able to get a permit. In Illinois, it's $450. But it's not just the number of people. It's also the mix. The type of people who have a permit in Illinois are overwhelmingly wealthy whites who live in the suburbs. In Indiana, you see a much higher percentage of permits in zip codes, which are heavily minority, poor areas.
Yes.
And, you know, Democrats claim that they care about these poor minorities, but yet they make it so that only wealthy people are able to go and protect themselves.
And what's the crime differentiation between the two?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, as you know, I mean, you know, there are lots of other things that obviously affect the crime rate, policing and what have you. And Chicago is much more politically correct in terms of restrictions on police and cutting police budgets and you know, letting inmates out of jail. And, you know, a George Soros-backed prosecutor and district attorney in Cook County who's refusing to prosecute even murderers in some cases. You know, so there are lots of things. But, you know, the bottom line is who gets hurt by this crime? The crime overwhelmingly occurs in poor, heavily black areas. They're the victims of crime, but they're also hurt because the businesses that are there are destroyed. Blacks own some of those businesses. Who do you think works in those
companies? Exactly. All that's impacted. John, as always, we appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land?
Well, I can understand why that question is being asked more and more these days in light of all that's going on. Latest numbers regarding coronavirus deaths, which is still, you know, I don't know. This is so frustrating that they cannot seem to get these numbers correct. But the latest that they're reporting, 868,512. And the reason I take exception to that is that the CDC, what, 5-6 months ago, said that when it comes to actual coronavirus-related deaths, people who died of coronavirus, you know, dead stop, that's it, boom, end of story, was less than 4% of the reported number, which is probably half the number of a regular flu season. But here they are, anything's associated, even the doctors are saying these numbers, well, you know, you could be run over by a train, but if they suggest that there's a sniffle or find some indication of anything that could be aligned with coronavirus, then they say it's a coronavirus death. And here these numbers have been so jacked up to where here we are, 868,512. You know, I got to bring Al Parada on right now from stream.org. Al, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to look at these numbers in much the same way as we did, you know, during the Vietnam War, we would see these, you know, casualty numbers. And, yes, they were devastating. But, you know, after a while, you get kind of numb to them. But you're especially numb when you feel like the numbers have been jacked up a bit, don't you?
Yeah, that's a great comparison, actually. Let hum.
Right.
You wonder what the death count would have been. I hate to be really cynical, what the numbers that we would have seen would have been had it been a Democratic president when COVID hit.
Oh, you know. I mean, they fudged.
Political lesson.
Exactly. Well, they fudged with Obama in the Obama years. Look at all the numbers. Every time they came up with unemployment numbers. I mean, every month they'd give us an unemployment number, and then they'd have to reassess and give you a new number. Remember? Every 30 days. It was like, well, why do you even bother? Why don't you give us a real number? Everything always came with an asterisk, right?
Yeah, and again, in 2020, we were dealing, there's so much politics involved with it that we don't know. Now, again, early part of the pandemic, a lot we can forgive a lot because we didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
But at some point, we did know what's going on, and we were saying what's going on. And for 2 years, we were told conspiracy theorists and liars and crazy people, and bit by bit, now we're being told, oh, yeah, that's true. the masks aren't, we're really pretty much nothing. It came out of, it probably did come out of that lab that we paid for.
Right.
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that we paid for, Bill Gates, and Bill Gates paid for. Now we're finding out that Gates had money into it as well. So it's like, but you see, we'll never really know the truth, Al. That's the deal. Because what happens is that, you know, every 4-8 years we come under new management. And this is what I'm concerned about. I was sharing this with another one of our guests, is that if the midterm projection is right and the Republicans take over, I hope to God, Al, they don't waste their time and political capital being all ticked off because of what the Democrats put them through. And then they start doing all their investigations. You know what? People don't, you know, Hunter Biden is a mess. Pray for him, you know. But, you know, why should we waste any more money on Hunter Biden and his laptop? Because people don't care. They don't care. They don't care that Joe Biden is so intertwined with Ukraine and part of the stuff that's going on right now. In fact, of all the times and the people that I've spoken with about Ukraine and what the Russians are doing at the border, nobody has said anything except this morning. Luis Miguel said, well, you know, you've got to add into the formula the Biden Inc. implications. And I said, exactly. And you know what? He was the first one that ever brought this up. And here this has been going on for quite a while, and they're all wondering what's going on with Putin and everything. But, you know, look, at part of the complication is we've got a compromised president here.
Yeah. Yeah. How much of what we're dealing with now is a result of the Obama-Biden administration messing with Ukraine how many years ago during their term? They helped with the revolution over there and getting and knocking out the leader who was friendly to Russia.
Exactly.
You know, so these are dominoes that fall, and you know, we're dealing now with a new situation that goes back to that. Which to me, I mean, again, I don't want to say it sounds like I have a tinfoil hat, but it always bugged me why the establishment, the Biden, former Biden staffers, et cetera, that were on the National Security Council, freaked out over Trump's call with the president of Ukraine.
Right.
Why they were so worried about him wanting to know what the Bidens were up to. I think it had nothing to do with Hunter. I think it had to do with what Obama and Biden were doing in Ukraine.
Exactly. Well, the deal is, and even though you talk Ukraine, and we've got to focus on the Ukraine, but just as a real quick sidebar, is part of what we're dealing with today, you know, your point, let's go back to Crimea. They mishandled Crimea, and so the Russians said, okay, we get the deal. We know how to play the game. And guess what? He's back. So let's play this game all over. You know, it's not Obama, but it's still Biden. And everybody wants to pretend that Biden is some sort of national security expert that, you know, Gates himself said, and I think at the time it was like 40 years. It says in 40 years he's never got anything right. And so here we are. We've got a losing coach who has a reputation for losing, and we're on the brink of war with a loser. Oh, my God. This is real scary. And on top of that, we got a military that's eyes off the ball so badly. They're so concerned about critical race theory and, you know, appropriate pronouns. What are you talking about? You know, when it's time to go to war, I don't care about pronouns. You know, I care about winning the war. And when you look over, like one of our other experts had said and pointed out quite clearly, I think it was Brigitte Gabriel, said, you know, America's lousy at wars. In the last 50, we haven't won a war in 50 years. Here, for all this money that we've invested in the military, they don't even know how to win a war. You're kidding me.
And here's the thing. What did Sun Tzu say? The great general is the one who wins a war without fighting it.
Exactly.
During Trump years, things, you know, during the Trump years, things settled down around the world. A lot of things settled down around the world. A lot of hot spots didn't become so hot. We weren't, mm-hmm. you know, we were getting peace in the Middle East. We were,
exactly.
You know, Iran was being constricted from all the stuff that they were doing, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, North Korea, our border was under control. We had energy independence, but no, you know, all that's bad. All that is bad. We got to change that in the first day of office. Start signing all these executive orders, and then now find ourselves beholden to the Russians. We got to buy. We're buying oil from Russia. It's like, this is obtuse. It's bizarre. And the thing is that, you know, and Democrats, bless their heart, they're starting to come to the light here slowly but surely, because they're realizing it's untenable. You just can't, I mean, forget about a debate or anything. I don't care about winning a debate here. I just care about, you know, our fellow Americans out there and what we're being subjected to. And we're being put in the back of the bus by Biden and those on the left and these forces that look at, you know, Jack Nicholson said it right. You know, you don't want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. And this is where America sadly is right now, is they don't really want to know the truth about COVID. They don't want to know that China, you know, did this, whether it was on purpose or accident. You know, they're not interested in investigating. They never will find out what happens. All China has to do is continue to resist, because they got the world in their pocket and they're beholden to them. Because if they don't go along with China's narrative, hey, man, you're off the payroll. And they got a lot of people on the payroll and beholden to them, right?
Yeah.
Including the Bidens.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just look at the Biden Center at, was it Penn State or University of Pennsylvania? I think it's Penn State.
Yes.
Biden Center, like 70 million? 70 million
yeah.
They pumped in? Yeah. It's the corrupt, you know, we're paying the price of the corruption and the incompetence of the Biden.
And this is what the people have to see, is that, you know, yes, it's Biden because he's the president right now, but there's so many others before him and that will continue after him that are tapping into our treasury, our hard-earned tax money that is supposed to go for good, and it's promoting all this corruption, Al. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes. 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me,
Yeah, he's our bodyguard for freedom, the one and only Al Parada from Stream.org. You know, quite interesting. We were just talking off air that I don't know if you remember how the president in the early days of when he took office talked about the civility of his administration, how, you know, people had to be respected. Nobody was going to be disrespected whatsoever. They did. If he found out they were going to get fired on the spot. And, of course, you keep hearing all these incidences of incivility. And nobody's getting fired on the spot. You know, some people are just saying, hey, I'm out of here and exit stage left. Of course, when it comes to the vice president's office, I mean, there's been such a mass exodus there. You're thinking, my goodness, you know, what the heck is we haven't seen that kind of exodus since the Jews left Egypt there, Al. I don't know. It's just pretty insane. And then the president himself yesterday, you know, and I think it was quite telling about the president's personality. They have a press conference, you know, because the president had such a great press conference, 2-hour press conference, he decided to meet with the press again. And but it was all, you know, you can't ask any other questions. It's all got to be on topic, and the topic is inflation. Well, Peter Ducey, as they're being shoveled, you know, off to Buffalo there, is asking about inflation. And Biden, on a live mic, makes a derogatory comment about the question, which he says it was a stupid question. Well, it was about inflation, the topic you said it was restricted to, so I don't know how that's a stupid question. But then he calls him an SOB. I mean, this is the president of the United States, man. You need to fire yourself for your incivility, right?
Yeah, and especially since the branding of Biden over the years has been that he's the nice, warm guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like when Trump calls the players who kneel SOBs, you know, kind of fits with the brand of being the construction guy from Queens. Still not right.
Right.
You know, still employed as a president, but
right.
Still, that's Biden's brand for all these years has been he's the warm, nice guy, when the fact is he's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not. Yeah. He shows he's and the filter, I think the filter has been, because of the mental incapacity, the filter has been released a little bit, but that's...
Well, we didn't see a lot of it because he was... Yeah, but he was in the background as a senator in that. You know, we didn't see a lot of it. We just, you know, people were told, okay, this is the way he is. It's kind of like the same thing. You know, who told people to hate Trump? And it's like, who told people that Biden was a moderate? It's the same people. It's the media that have tried to uphold this suit without any innards. And now we're seeing it, you know, because, hey, look at, you're at the bully pulpit and you're letting it all hang out. And meanwhile, his staff, can you imagine? I mean, there must be... they must have defibrillators there in the East Wing at every doorway, you know, just like hand sanitizer kits, because the things that he says, the cardiac arrest and the heart palpitations must be that you gotta throw the paddles on the staff constantly.
Yeah, I imagine that. And I know, we've seen reports that the staffers mm-hmm. like cringe whenever they know he's going to be on TV or know he's going to be doing something. Because they know mm-hmm. there's going to be a problem of some sort. You know, I mean, again, they probably have a betting pool. Okay, who, what is he going to mess up this time that we have to fix?
Oh, yeah, we ought to do, I think that's a great idea. I think we ought to sell squares. Let's sell squares. Let's do, like they do for the football games and that kind of deal. We'll just sell squares. See,
yeah.
When's the next time he's going to come up with another blunder or whatever?
I mean, again, it's like, okay, calling Ducey a stupid SOB is one thing, but basically mumbling something about Russia, you know, basically giving the green light to Russia to go into Ukraine, that's a totally
yes.
different kind of mistake, because you know that within the State Department, the military, they...
Oh, my gosh. They couldn't clean up the aisles fast enough. I mean, they were all over that right away. And, you know, all this to point to, you know, this incivility, what the president himself said was going to be the order of the day for his administration.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, all this meanness has been put out there into the body politic. And as you write about, the only person to get fired has been his dog. His dog's been the only one. He's been kicked out of the house.
He's gone. Why? Because he couldn't. I think it was projection. Because they said Major basically couldn't handle. He needed to be in a calmer atmosphere. He couldn't handle the turmoil of the White House or something to that effect. That he needed to be.
Yeah, we'll pretend.
Stressful. I think that was projection on the White House's part.
Yes.
That they can't. Yeah. They can't handle the pressure. Biden can't handle the pressure. Biden's one has to run to Delaware every 5 minutes. You know, away from the White House.
What, 25% of his time he's in Delaware? And then on top of that, Al, you can't see the visitor logs?
Yeah.
You're not going to see the visitor logs. I mean, I don't know, you know, why Republicans complain about it. It's like, it ain't going to happen. You know, and the media just kind of poo-pooed and let it go. Well, it's clear he's not doing business, much less in the White House. He's spending all that time. He's doing business out there. And so people are, you know, meeting with him in Delaware, and you can't see the visitors. So what's going on? But, and then he's going to come back later like Obama and say, this is the most transparent administration ever in the history of America.
Yeah, sure. Again, that's the thing about the transparency. We don't know. I mean, are there Chinese businessmen coming to visit him in Delaware? You know, they're not going to the beach, mm. right?
Yeah.
How about, you know, maybe one of some of those people who bought some of Hunter's art, maybe they're the ones visiting. You know, $500,000 for, you know, one of his little paintings gets you a trip to Delaware.
Well, like, of course.
And we need to know that, especially if he's working. You know, if that's where he feels more comfortable being and working, you know, it's the hardest job in the world, you know, whatever. But we need to know what he's doing there, because we paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
We paid for the people.
Well, one,
for the staffers to go.
Yeah. Well, one quick sidebar regarding what the president said to Peter Ducey, which, you know, is pathetic, was I thought Peter Ducey handled his response with class. much more class than the president. You know, Sean Hannity tried to rev him up last night, and he said, Sean, you know, we're on the brink of World War III. Do you think I'm worried about being called a name? You know, I mean, he really brought it down into some semblance of calmness and peace, you know, and it was like, you know, so good answer from Peter Ducey. My respect for him went up exponentially with that response.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough business, and it, you look at it, compare his reaction to whenever Trump said anything about anybody. Oh my gosh, it was a threat to the First Amendment. For the freedom of the press
exactly.
Ruined because he mocked Jim Acosta or something. You know, Acosta go off in a corner and pout and, you know, have the dour look when he report about it. It's just crazy.
Peter understands. Look, he still needs to be able to talk to the president, do his job. And I got to tell you now, his asset level in equity went up exponentially by handling it in the classy way in which he did. That Joe Biden, you know, has got to call on him now. And Ducey will be his usual self. He'll be respectful. And, you know, which to me, see, I couldn't be in one of those press rooms, you know, with Jen Psaki, because she makes statements and it's like, wait a minute. I mean, you can't challenge her, right? You can't say, wait a minute, what are you coming up with? How are you coming up with that statement? That doesn't make sense whatsoever. Because the president's done A, B, C, D, and E that is the exact opposite of what you're telling us. But you can't challenge her, right? Because if you do, you're out of the club. You're kicked out of the building.
Yeah, you have to have a margarita or whatever she was talking about last week. I mean, she's so awful that she's almost, you know, amazing. I mean, it's amazing to watch somebody who can spin like that and, you know, say the exact opposite of what the president said 5 minutes earlier, acting as if that's what the president said, with a doing with
exactly.
His face. I mean, that's either a sociopath or, you know, the best actor since Meryl Streep.
Well, Jordan Peterson talks about being so ideologically fixed, and that's what's happened, and that's what's happening with our country, is that disease of fixed ideology has been a pandemic in and of itself, and this is why we're so divided. I mean, did you have to, I got to tell you, I almost gagged when the president said, you know, I love you to Kamala. I mean, what? Am I being too cynical? Am I being too unfair here? I mean, what was all that about?
I'm sure George Washington told John Adams many times, I love you. You know, Eisenhower to Nixon. He said to Valentine's. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit condescending.
I think Mike Pence just sent an email to Trump, said, you never told me you love me.
Yeah, well, Trump said, I want you, I need you, but ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. So don't feel bad, Mike. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, yeah, good. You got to channel in some Meatloaf music in there,
yeah.
A lyric there, right?
Yeah, we did it. The honor of the great Meatloaf.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised there's been more comment about Biden saying that from women's groups. No.
Well, I think, you know, again, the stuff he says is so, in a sense, it's shocking. It's kind of like a shank in golf. For anybody who plays golf, when you shank it, it's kind of like you're doing a total diagnostic on your body, everything, going, how in the heck? That ball was supposed to go left, and it absolutely went right. What is going on? And I think that this is, in a way, is kind of what happens, is that he speaks in shanks, and they're so drastic, people just go, I can't even talk about it. Let's just forget. I take it out of my mind. I didn't even want to think that I saw it, right?
Yeah, we don't get a mulligan. That's the problem. America doesn't get a mulligan.
Yeah, he's here for the long haul, sadly. Al Parada, the managing editor of String.org. Thank you, Al. Godspeed, my friend.
If you know about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Do the letter.